Yud Ches Elul, 21st of September, Rabbi Yoel Aberman, Birkas HaMitzvah.
On the Rashi's of this week's Pasha. This week's Pasha, the halacha of vidui masters. That means that every time when it's come the time that a person has to get rid of the masters from his house, so he's got to say vidui. He can't just do whatever he wants and then afterwards wait till after 120 years to give din mechesben. He has to give din mechesben every few years, the third year, comes the seventh year, the person has to do vidui masters. And he has to say, Biatis HaKodesh Min Abayis, I've done all I was supposed to do, given to the Kohen, given to the Levi, given to the Oni, I've done all I was supposed to do. And then he ends up by saying, Lo Yovati Min Mitzvah Yisecho V'Lo Shechochti. I wasn't over on anything, I never forgot to do anything. So L'Chorah, what's coming to add? He says in the Pasuk, I've done everything. Yisatu L'Levi, L'Geh, L'Yosem, L'Almon. What's coming to add? Lo Yovati Min Mitzvah Yisecho V'Lo Shechochti. So the Mishnah, in the end of Masechtas Maaseh Sheni, the Mishnah says, Lo Yovati Min Mitzvah Yisecho means, I wasn't mafresh from one mean on another mean. I know, a person has to give from the same mean. You can't give truma for apples and oranges. It's got to be from the same mean. Lo Yovati Min Mitzvah Yisecho, I wasn't mafresh from one mean on another mean, from Tolush on Mechuba, I was Lo Shechachti, what didn't I forget? Says the Mishnah, "Veshachachti meleborechecho umelehafke shimcha olam." I didn't forget to give the bracha. Meleborechecho ulehafke shimcha olam. That's the words of the Mishnah. So we have to understand which bracha is the Mishnah referring to. He's saying vidui that he didn't give a bracha. So the Ritzvah, we'll soon come to Rashi. The Ritzvah in bracha staff mem says a chiddush. The Ritzvah says the bracha which the Mishnah, which the person is saying vidu is the bracha achrona. The Haim Birkas HaMazon, after a person eats, he says Birkas HaMazon. So he's saying vidu, I didn't forget to do Birkas HaMazon. So it comes out, first of all, to see a chiddush in the Ritzvah, we're talking about when a person gives trumas and maestros. Trumas and maestros, you don't only give from something which is Birkas HaMazon, you also give trumas and maestros from Paris. And this is Shiva Saminim. So the Shitzer Ritzvah, Agav, the Shitzer Ritzvah, the Shitosim, the Ritzvah himself holds that the bracha which you do on the Shiva Saminim, Me'en Sholosh, is also the Reis. Not only on Pas, the Chalt of the Sivoto, when a person eats bread, it's Chayav Birkas HaMazon, the Chiyuv Birkas HaMazon is also on something which is Shiva Saminim, is a Chiyuv the Reis. Me'en Sholosh is a Chiyuv the Reis. Mishavru Agav brings down, it's a great machlokes to show you if Me'en Sholosh is the Reis or the Nish, it says a person eats Kidei Svir. Like when a pass, Kidei Svir is the Reis. So if a person has Kidei Svir of Shiva Saminim, is he chayav with the Reis of Birkas HaMazon? And Shabur and Simon Reish test brings down this machlokes, but that's a machabe wants to learn Nishta Zoya, Dishka Chiyav the Reis, or he brings other Yishonim which hold, is the Reis. So therefore, Mishabur says, Misofik, if a person is not sure, a person ate Kidei Svir of Shiva Saminim, and he's not sure if he said Me'en Sholosh or the Nish, so Misofik, because it could be the Reis, and you have to repeat, you have to say the Me'en Sholosh, so you should eat another Kezayas from the same Shiva Saminim, that is, you should vada'i make a bracha of Ein Shalosh. So it was explaining the Mishnah, as the Mishnah is discussing to Shiva, to bracha achrona, that the person is saying vidui, he didn't forget to say bracha achrona or he ate. Now the kasha is, Pshatif, how to come into vidui masters? We're talking about a person saying, vidui master, I've done all I'm supposed to do, my Isha, my Sheni, my Oni, Truma, he's done everything, and don't forget, also when I ate, I gave a bracha achrona. Also got to do a vidui master, stop it. When a person in Kippur, he has to go and say, vidui, when I ate, I said everything with the bracha, so bracha Isha, bracha achrona. How does it come with vidui masters? Not a shver, because the Mechas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tofresh Zayin, Mechas Chinuch says, a person who wasn't in the time any of these halachas, he cannot stand up and say this vidu. If a person forgot, let's say, why by mistake, it was mafish mimin al she'ein amina. He can't say the vidu. You can't come along and say vidu if you didn't keep one of the halachas. says the Mechas Chinuch, who are them? If you forgot to make a bracha, which Rashi says Lo Shachapti means I forgot to say a bracha. If you forgot to say a bracha, he can't say the whole vidu. No. So what's Birkas Hamazon got to do with the whole vidu? Because he didn't do Birkas Hamazon as an akiv on the ganze vidu. Shvera pshat le'dir tovo. So therefore, let's come back to how most of the Rishonim learned pshat in this mission. First, Rashi on the Torah. Rashi says Lo Shachapti milevorecha al afroshas meisus. So Rashi says, not talking about Birkas Hamazon, the Birkas Hanenin. We're talking about milevorecha al afroshas meisus. What's this bracha which a person says to give a bracha al afroshas meisus? So Rashi in bracha says in more detail. Rashi says clearly the bracha is, you see, before you give afrosha, before you mafrish, asher ki deshonu b'mitzvot v'tzivonu lehafrish truma u'maisra. Before a person goes and is mafrish truma u'maisra, he goes to say a bracha is doing a mitzvah. He becomes a mitzvah. There's a biggest of mitzvahs before every bracha. So you make this bracha. So in the Meila, the Bat Nun says as a pshat, but that's most of the Rishonim learn as a pshat in the Mishnah. The Shechachim in the Berech, we're talking about the bracha Rishonim, which you do before Kiyum Afroshas Trumas Evaisus. Now the kasha is, we all know that the Chiyum of Bikis HaMitzvahs is only a Chiyum Midrabonah. Midirais, there's no Chiyum. There is what didn't want to learn like Rashi because he had this kasha. Which bracha can the apostle be talking about, which is Midirais? So the only bracha he found was Bikis HaMitzvahs with Midirais. In fact, Bikis HaMitzvahs, but we had Shrek. Of the other Rishonim, they all learned, we're talking about the bracha before the mitzvah. No, that bracha is only Midrabonah. So how can the apostle be talking about something which is only Midrabonah? Look at the place that's Yom Tov in Maisa Sheni. And Achanama. Allah, there's no chiv deraisa. So in Asmachta Baum. It's all drosha, v'resh chachtim, v'levorechecho. It's not poshim pshat in the posuk. It's just Asmachta Baum, achazal u'masmich. There's a chiv bracha midrabonon. So they u'masmich this bracha on this posuk of v'resh chachtim. And actually, it says, it's Yom Tov. The Mashon and bracha says the same. It's Asmachta Baum. Of the shayla is, I still had shveh. So wait, why would Chazal masmich on picked on this posuk? We found a posuk where a vidu maestres, there they decided to put in the asmachta of a brocha which lechori vayt has no shaykhus to the vidu maestres. Like big stamot doesn't have a shaykhus, so the brocha which you make before the mitzvah, it's a brocha. A person is mechuyv to make a brocha. What's going to do with vidu maestres? Every prat, the person is mekam or not mekam, he has to put into vidu maestres. Why Chazal masmich dafke their chiyuv brocha before mitzvah in the parsha of vidu maestres? So the chayre, you have to see the pshat zazik. There's a gemara in Brochus of Tesvod, where the gemara brings machlikas about a krishna. If a person was called a krishna, velo yishmi ala ozna. He didn't hear, he said quietly, he couldn't hear what he was saying. Is machlikas tanacham and Reb Yosi, if a person is yotze or he's not yotze. Reb Yosi holds, not yotze. Kol velo yishmi ala ozna, lo yotze. He's not yotze, mitzvah krishna. So the gemara there brings the mishnah in Trumas. But the mishnah says, cheresh, somebody who can't hear, lo yitru. He shouldn't take trumas from Eisr, somebody who can't hear. He's medab of ene shemea. He can speak and speak. He can speak, can't hear. He just can't hear. Cheresh can't hear. Ene shemea. He shouldn't take trum. In Torah, trumas et trum. Mor says, who's the Tana? Who's the Mishnah going according to? Mor says, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosef. The Haimu. There the Meister bid the Eved. You are Yosef. Given by Krishna, you're not Yosef. Mor says, by Krishna, which is the Reiser. So Krishna, which is the Reiser, there, if you didn't hear, Rabbi Yosef holds that you're not Yotzer, Afilu B'dievet, if you cheresh, cannot, if somebody didn't hear, he's called Krishna, V'leishmil Oznov, he's not Yotzer. But when it comes to Afroshas Truma, where the Chiyuv Brocha is only Midrabono, so because only Midrabono, they say, L'chatchila, somebody you can't hear, then you say that he shouldn't take Truma. But B'dievet is Yotzer, Rishtet Digmon, because Rabbi Yosef holds the Reiser, Ma'akev. So if it's Rabbonon, then the Chatzchila, somebody can't hear his bracha is a cheresh, he should not take trum. As I stated in the Gemara, it's mashmach in the Gemara that the whole reason why you say by truma that we say that b'diavad if somebody can't hear, he took truma, you say it's yotze, is because bracha is only midrabbonon. Or if bracha would be deiraisa, let's say Birkas HaMitzvahs would be deiraisa, it's mashmach in the Gemara, then we would say that somebody who can't hear his bracha is b'diraisa, is not yotze. Afilu b'diavad, if he took truma, he's not yet. Why not? What's the shaykhus, the brocha, to the mitzvah? Mishnah b'krishma, that's the whole thing. If you can't hear what you're saying, you're not yet to krishma. Or when it comes to taking truma, what's the brocha got to do with the mitzvah? mitzvah of Afroshas Truma. You come here, fine, I come here. Let's say the bracha will be deraisa. The deraisa, the person has to say a biggest mitzvah on Truma. Fine, let's say it's deraisa. Why would you say therefore that if I can't hear what I'm saying, I can't hear the bracha is ma'akev, and I'm not yet to the Truma. Oh, but Tosfos Rosh, there, the place, famous Tosfos Rosh, which Tosfos Rosh says, yes, if the bracha would be deraisa, zog the Tosfos Rosh, Afgab the brachos ain't ma'akvus. We know brachos not ma'akiv the mitzvah. The person didn't make a brachos not ma'akiv. That's only because brachos is midrabonon. Because brachos is midrabonon, so maybe it can't be ma'akiv the mitzvah. Oh, but if brachos would be the raisel of the Teisa Rosh, it would be ma'akiv the truma and the sishkan afrosh. So go to the chiddush. I mean, he's medayik from the Gemara. Some say the Gemara is not that good. Oh, but the pashas the Gemara is mashma like Teisa Rosh. That if biggest of mitzvahs would be the eraser, it would be ma'akev the mitzvah, that you're not mekayem your mitzvah, you're not mekayem the afrosha, the afrosha's truma is not good afrosha, because you didn't say it proper, you didn't say a bracha.
He did say it, he couldn't hear it.
Yeah, oh, but because of Yossi holds that such thing as ma'akev, like a krishma, loish milazim is ma'akev, so why didn't a bracha to be ma'akev? As I could this from the Gemara, so we see from the Gemara, we see a gewaldige yisoid, we see from the Gemara, the bracha, if it's the deraisa, is a chelik of the mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is, before you do the mitzvah, give a bracha. Say a bracha, and then you do the mitzvah. It could be, even though now we know that bracha is only midrabonon, or that could still be a midrabonon, it's still a chelik of the mitzvah. So, the deraisa, they do a chelik bracha. Or the midrabonon, they said, big son, before you do a mitzvah, do a bracha, say a bracha. Or the vayter, the bracha is a chelik of the mitzvah. So, Ibaza. Really, it's very geschmack. Why chazal u'masmich le'shachachti me'levorechecho in vidui maestris? Because the bracha is part of the vidui maestris. Part of giving a frosha of trumas and maestris is to say a bracha midrabonon. So me'le chazal u'masmich, their chiyuv bracha on trumas and maestris, they put it together in the pasha, vidui maestris. Because it's a chilek of vidui maestris. It's not some episode, I have no connection. It's connected, it's part of midrabonon. They said that the bracha which you say on a frosha of trumas and maestris, the bracha of a mitzvah becomes the chilek of the mitzvah. Therefore, you have to, together with the video in my session, Ms. Vada, that I never forgot to make a bracha. The same thing we see, there's another Mishnah in Trumas, where the Mishnah says, the Ilim, somebody who can't speak, he also shouldn't give Truma. He also shouldn't be Mamish, he shouldn't separate Truma if he can't speak. Why? It says the Batu Nura, because Vaita, you can't make a bracha, so made an Ilim lo Yitr. So the Biskrov Taki was Medayik, the same, Mamish, what we say. Biskrov is medayik. We see from here, what's going to, if you say the chiyuv bracha is no shaykhus to the trum. The trum be'etzem is a gewaldige trum. Not us. I have a chiyuv to make a bracha before I do a mitzvah. So here I can't say a bracha. I'm ill. No. So if you can't say a bracha, he's oinus. So finish. If he's oinus, why shouldn't he be able to take trum? What's got to do with the trum? Why do you say because he can't speak and he can't say a bracha? Therefore we say no, don't take trum. What's wrong? The truma is the perfect truma. I can't. I've got a chiyuv to say a bracha. Say this. I can't even count the chiyuv because I'm earnest. I can't speak. Why should I stop him from taking truma? So says the scroll. We see from here. No, it's just like we see the bracha is connected to the truma. It's a part of the truma. So maybe it's going to be a chisaron in the truma. If I'm going to be separate truma and I'm not going to say a bracha, something's going to be missing in this truma. So maybe that's why the mission says lechatchila lo yitroim, because the bracha is a part of the afroshas truma. Because whole bracha is only midrabonon. Chazal can be ma'akiv the mitzvah, the reis. If it be the reis, that's what you see in Tosfos Rosh. They can be ma'akiv the reis. The reis is you don't need the bracha. So the reis is a good afrosh, it's a good mitzvah, you've done everything you're supposed to do. Midrabonon, they were ma'akiv in the truma. No, but so Yom says it's only a smacht because a bracha beforehand is only midrabon.
So you say that in all drabonos then?
Big Sam mitzvahs, yeah. All big Sam mitzvahs, you're saying now? All big Sam mitzvahs, chazal, when a second it becomes, we're students of Shatnit, it becomes a chilik of the mitzvah. That's what you see there. Why should we talk about truma? All mitzvahs. We'll soon see, we'll soon come. The Tosfos is a chulin. Tosfos is right at the beginning of a chulin. First Tosfos of Masechta is chulin of based on Madalif. Tosfos brings down from Aloha Setz Yisro. The Aloha Setz Yisro says that Isho should not shech. He shouldn't do shechita. Shech the animal, noshim lo yishchatu. Why not? Mipnei shedat on kalis. It's a kalis adas. So, Aloha Setz Yisro. Tosfos says, ain't near it. Tosfos doesn't like it. אפילו במקדוש, אפילו במסניקדוש, וגם בהקדש, שתמו שזה קורבן, we don't find the lechatchila lady can shech. We don't find anywhere that a lady should be possible to do shechita even by hekdesh. So kolshkin, normal animal, why shouldn't a lady be able to shech? Comes up the rosh there, and he brings down the same hilchas tzitzor, and then he says, this Talmud Chochm wrote these alochas. He doesn't know who he did. This Talmud Chochm wrote these alochas. He said he made up his own chumras. He wrote this chumras, a lady shouldn't shech. He says kotzav chumras midaitu. He made up his own home baked chumras. Why? He says something else as well, which also doesn't make sense. What else did this Hilchus Etz Yisrael say? Shochat v'loy birich, the person is shechita, and he forgot to say a bracha. Somebody didn't say a bracha before shechita, shechitosei psula. So posel a shechita b'dievet. As though you say this Hilchus Etz Yisrael, that if a person shechted without saying a bracha, shechitosei psula. So maybe he's making up chumras, so he machta weg the ganze Hilchus Etz Yisrael. Ad kan dibe rosh. Comes on the new Debi Yehuda. No, it did be Yehuda and Yeridea, Madura Kama, Yeridea, Simon Beis. And says, he has a pshat in Hilchus Etz Yisrael. He has a pshat. What's a pshat? Zokte, because the Torah is amazed, we're not talking about Yeshua, you forgot to make a bracha by mistake. Torah is amazed, you went and you did shechita, shechted without saying a bracha. Oibazoy. Time to tell, because, these are the words of Lady Buddha, the bracha is shaykh to the shechita. So because it was amazed, he's a mumma, he becomes a mumma. The mazid he didn't do something, so for that thing he becomes a mumma. And Allah is a mumma, it's possible, shechita. If somebody is a mumma, he can't shech. If he, the mazid, went and didn't say a bracha, he's a mumma. A mumma becomes possible, shechita. So, lechayre, if you're going to say chiyuv a bracha before you do a mitzvah, chiyuv of the bracha has nothing to do with the mitzvah. It's its own thing. You do a mitzvah beforehand. Chazal on the second, they should say a bracha. So make this, he's not a mumma lo yisidova, he's not a mumma lo shechita, he's a mumma to hilchus brachas. He's a mumma, he doesn't say brachas. Fine, he's right, meshigas, he doesn't want to say brachas. He's not a mumma to shechita. So you see, right, from Nedi Yehuda Nishtah, you see the same story from Nedi Yehuda, that the bracha becomes, shaykh le shechita is a chelik of shechita. So if I don't say a bracha, I'm not a mumma to hilchus brachas. I'm a mumma to shechita. So I'm a mumma lo yisidova, I'm a mumma to shechita, so that's why my shechita is possible. That's why the Yashin, they told me I did a mazid. So if a mazid, if a person doesn't say a bracha, he becomes a mumma to shechita. Shechita is a possible shechita. I saw brought down Hashem, the Friedeker, Chlezi Megareba. He wanted to say a different pshat than this. Hilchus Etz Yisrael. Different pshat. On the same line, a different pshat. That there's a famous, there's a Yushalmi in Masechtes Brochus, where we take on, the Bavli takes on, that brachos before mitzvah is midrabbonon. The Gemara says in Sukkah, chol ha-brachos mevorach alein ovel asiyoson. Brachos before mitzvah, you see clearly the Gemara brachos which brought earlier, is only midrabbonon. The Yerushalmi in brachos daf mem aleph brings the pasuk for bekis ha-mitzvahs. The pasuk state, minayin shekol ha-mitzvahs tu'una is bracha. How do you know? All the mitzvahs, before you do a mitzvah, you have to say a bracha beforehand. Zog the Yerushalmi, Shem Rebbe Lozo, because says the pasuk, v'et no lecho, as lucha is for even, pashto mishpatim ha torah v'mitzvah. Torah v'mitzvah. Zog the Yerushalmi. So the pasuk was makish mitzvah to torah. Says torah v'mitzvah. Torah is makish mitzvah to torah. So ma torah to una brocha. Like before you learn torah, bekis ha torah, you have to say a brocha before you learn torah. So af mitzvah to una is brocha. Person does the mitzvah, also you have to say a brocha. No, Bekis HaTorah, we all know, Kontrol B'Shoinim, is the Reiser. Before a person learns, with the Reiser, Kishem Hashem Ekro, Hovul Goydel Elekeinu, is a Chiyu Bekis HaTorah. And the Yishalmi compares mitzvah to Torah, that before you do a mitzvah, also give a bracha. It's Mashal L'Chorv in the Yishalmi, Bekis HaMitzvahs is the Reiser. Now is that? Prima Godin wants to take on, Tony Asmach the Baalman. Fine. Okay, that's Prima Godin. In Psyche Kolele, Selchus Brochus, wants to take on the Yishalmi, Tony Asmach the Baalman. Over Pashas, the Yishalmi is the Reiser. So according to a new shit, according to Yishalmi, Bekis our mitzvahs is the Reiser. That's what the Kurds of Begreva, Zerg Shmak Pshat. This person, this Talmud Chacham from Hilchus Etz Yisrael, you could say, he came from Etz Yisrael. So Mr. Thomas, they out, Nazoivi, the Yerushalmi. So if you look like the Yishalmi, as Bekis our mitzvahs is the Reiser, it was very good. If Bekis our mitzvahs is the Reiser, we saw before from Pesach Rosh, the something which is the Reiser, then if you didn't, then the Brocha is Ma'akiv the Mitzvah. If you didn't say a bracha, it's ma'akib the mitzvah. Like my Krishna, korvel shmiel ozim lo yotzo, because the bracha is ma'akib the mitzvah. So who are they? According to the Yishalmi, every bracha, bekis ha-mitzvah, if you didn't say the bracha, it's ma'akib the mitzvah. So mainly, this Talmud Tocha from Etz Yisrael Galton, shochat velo yibirach, shchitos, epsula, it's a posla shchita. Like a frosha, it's a posla frosha. So who are they in shchita? The shchita's not a good shchita. Mainly, it's gewaltig. This person, Hilchas Etz Yisrael, also wie die Yerushalmi, ich stand in Etz Yisrael. So, wait, auf der Galten. That's why, Shikhtos Epsula. Yeah, so we have two ways how to be Miyash of the Yerushalmi. How to be Miyash of the Ilchus Etz Yisrael. Now, the Yudin, and the way he wants to learn Pshat. What can come by Nafka Minna between what we're saying today? We're saying Nafka Minna, if Bikas are mitzvahs, if it's a chelik of the mitzvah, or no, that's not Shachs the mitzvah. Mitzvah, you've done Beshlemus, or you go here to make a broch. When does a person have to say the bracha? For the mitzvah. For the mitzvah you have to say the bracha. What would be the thing? Person, if he wakes up, for example, wants to put on tefillin. Mishayake, in the winter, is about Mishayinu, a person is late, right? So, he wants to put on tefillin, and he wants to say the bracha before the zman mitzvah, and only after the bracha, that's when will come the time to put on tefillin. Can you say the bracha before the zman mitzvah? Or no, the bracha has to be dafke in the zman mitzvah. So if you say it becomes a chilek of the mitzvah, so it has to be dafke v'zman ha-mitzvah. So if Shlomo Eger, the Gilim Ashor,
what?
It's not chiv. Why? Because it's not zman. The Gilim Ashor, Shlomo Eger, in Yoreh Deh Simon Yutes, says that if a person wants to, if a person makes a bracha al achilas matzah, if he makes al achilas matzah before it says hakechovim, Pesach by night, before it says hakechovim, later on, he'll have kiddush or dal kosher or whatever. Maybe make kiddush earlier. Och nishposh tov. It's about achilas matzah. Person wants, makes the bracha achilas matzah before tzeis hakechovim. Zokt b'shleim meiger is lo yotzer. He's not yotzer b'bechoser. Why? So he says your time. Deheichom motzinu sheheim mevorech v'oshlein eschayev. He's not yemechuyev because he's not yelel tesvov. Not tzeis hakechovim. So how can a person make a bracha before he becomes mechuyev in the mitzvah? So maybe the bracha has to be dafke. It's mana mitzvah. The same thing we find, the Ochel Neim, the Kuri Yankiv, also the coming Mitzvah, comes into Sukkos. Also, it's the same child, can a person make Kiddush? Sukkos, the person's scared, it might rain, so straight away he wants to make Kiddush. So he wants to make Kiddush before Nacht. He knows Nacht is in 2 minutes time, so he's got time till he makes Kiddush, till he washes, until he. So he's got a few minutes, so he's scared, it might rain, he wants to hop around, so he wants to make Kiddush before Nacht. So that's the Kiddush. It's not Kiddush. That's no problem. You can make Kiddush, like every Yontem, you can make a couple of Yontem early. You have no problem of making Kiddush before Nacht. Pesach, you can't make Kiddush before Nacht, because one of the Dalet Kosis of comes to Sukkot to make Kiddush, that's no problem. Kiddush, you can make Shechi Yontem, like every other Yontem. You can make a couple of Yontem early. But what's with the bracha of Leishiv Basukkot? Time to the Ochel Neh, as you can't say Leishiv Basukkot before Nacht. Doesn't give a reason. Can't say Leishiv Basukkot, Zichri, you can't do it before Nacht. So remember, because you say Pesach Shas Kiddush, so Kiddush has to be by Nacht. So you stay down. So, Lecher, you could say the same svara as Shlomo Eger, because the person wasn't yet mechuyev in the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, in the mitzvah of Sukkah, so maybe you can't say a bracha beforehand. I don't understand this svara so well. What do you mean? But he's going to become mechuyev. I'm making a bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzavi only, when are you mechuyev to build the Sukkah? Only when it comes Sukkahs? Or you have to wake up a bit early? If you want to have a Sukkah when Sukkah comes, you have to build the Sukkah a week earlier. You can't wake up, I'm not mechuyev. Now it's still El, it still says to me true. There's no, I don't have to build the sukkah. So when are you going to wake up and build the sukkah? I'm going to wake up, sukkah's per night. Now the person says you have to say in sukkah. Where's my sukkah? And I'm not going to do it. The person has to prepare himself. So why can't I say that Sivon before this? Because he's not in a chuyv. But the person is mitzavi the whole time. You have to make sure that you're going to eat matzah. Okay, so the zman mitzvah takia, the person gives you the zman. Why can't I say that Sivon before the zman mitzvah? So it's more geschmack to say, the way we're learning, Pshat no Pshat is because you can't say that the Azim is Sivonu. The problem is, because the Baal Tzitzit is saying it's a chelik of the mitzvah, that's part of the Kiyuma mitzvah, so maybe that's part of Kiyuma mitzvah, that has to be a Bezman mitzvah. So maybe Achilas Matzah, Leishiv Basukah, is Dafke Bezman mitzvah. Another Dafke minute is the Gemara, a famous Gemara where you know that the Gemara says in Chulin, if somebody chaps away a mitzvah, somebody did kiss your Adam. You're supposed to kiss Adam, somebody else went and it was machas the Adam, he has to pay him asoros zehu. You have to pay him 10 gold coins if somebody you have to a mitzvah from somebody else. So, more clear is a shayla, what's the reason why you have to pay this asoros zehu? Is it scha mitzvah, took away the mitzvah from Yana, Oh no, it's Chav Brocha. Yehanna was going to make a Brocha. Shek, inshallah, al Kisra Adam. And you took it away, took away his Brocha. So it's Chav Brocha, you have to pay Asar Zubin.
It's a Knas.
Sorry?
Knas.
It's a Knas. Say that. The more is a Shaila. So the more said, where will be Nafkimina? Nafkimina will be a big Islam or Kosher Brocha. If I took away a Kosher Brocha from Yehanna, how much do I have to pay? If you say it's Al-Tzcham, Mitzvah, Big Samozin, you pay 10 Zuhuvim. Or maybe you say it's Al-Tzbrocha, there's 4 Brochas in Big Samozin. So maybe I have to pay 40 Zuhuvim. So more brings the Gansa Meisa there, with Ahud Zdoiki, came to Rebbe, the Gansa Meisa, and then a Basker, and then he invited him to come to Ibrahim. Sure, when they came to Bench, so he asked him, what do you want? Do you want to have, should I give you Kosher Brocha? Or should I pay a boy in Zuhuvim? I should pay 40 Zuhuvim. So Yehanna says, no, I want to have Kosher Brocha. Sure, so Basker came on Hashemayim. Yehanna wanted that kosher brocha is worth a boy in zehuvim. Fine. So the most maskon is schar brocha. So that's why you pay 40 zehuvim. No, I said very good. But what happened to you write the brocha. What happened to the mitzvah? The mitzvah doesn't deserve asar zehuvim. The brochas deserve asar zehuvim. So for sure, the mitzvah itself should deserve at least a 10 zehuvim. And then there's another gemara above a kama where you see clearly in the gemara that there is even if there's no brocha, just the mitzvah. For example, the gemara says there. Talking about that there was a shoy haniskal, you're supposed to take the shoy. It was killed the person, and you're supposed to do skila to the shoy. And somebody else went and killed the shoy. Did skila to the shoy. So Mo says you have to pay asar zehuvim. There's no brocha there. There's only answer mitzvah. So you see when you do just the mitzvah, you pay asar zehuvim. Now the Mo says also the brocha as well, you pay asar zehuvim. No, so if there's a big kosher brocha, you should pay the mitzvah plus the brocha. So you should pay another 10 zehuvim for the mitzvah big samozim. Well, the mitzvah, what's going to be with the brocha? Zok Tosfos Dotan. So Tosfos Dotan Kama says that the mitzvah of brocha are kol echad. It's all one thing. We don't charge extra for the mitzvah. So the way we learn in Pshat is, it could be because the brocha becomes a chelik of the mitzvah, so if I'm paying for the brocha, and included in that is the mitzvah, because the mitzvah becomes part of the brocha. So maybe you only pay once, 10 zehuvim, when you're paying for the brocha. But now let's come to say Pshat Taker. What's Pshat this is? So, brocha is a chelik of the mitzvah, so it doesn't sound so. We see we wore eyes, we wore shoyne, we wore pshat the posuk. Oh, but what's that like pshat? As the mitzvah, the brocha becomes chelik of the mitzvah. So the Gemara, the Ritvo in Pesachim, the Ritvo in Pesachim, Daf Zayin says, when the Gemara says that the Chazal and the Sakin, the old brochas based on mitzvah should be oyber asiyos. Before you make a brocha, that's when you should say the mitzvah. Look at the Ritvo. Before you do the mitzvah, you say the brocha. Oyber asiyos. So look at the Ritvo, Favos. Kadesh is Kaddish Tchilo be Brocha. Person says the Brocha, so he becomes Kaddish, he should be Kaddish himself with the Brocha, and like this, when he does the mitzvah, everyone will see, oh, I'm doing the mitzvah now, the Shem Shomai, not stop doing a mitzvah, not stop taking Luluf. If I say a Brocha beforehand, you say a Brocha to Hashem, so he's Miyachadit, that he's doing the Alf Mitzvah to Hashem. Then the Ritzvah carries on. Voy, Ki a Brocha is Me'avoydis HaNefesh. That's the Chelik of Avoydis HaNefesh. The mitzvah he called, the Ritzvah calls it, is Avodah Saguf. The person does the mitzvah as a Maisa, so he's doing it with his hands, he's doing it with his body, that's Avodah Saguf. The Brocha is the Chelik of Avodah Sanefesh. So Memeida Zokta, every mitzvah, there's two parts. The Brocha is, why is the Brocha Chelik of the mitzvah? Because the Brocha is Avodah, that's Avodah Sanefesh. A person does the mitzvah, there's two Chalokim. There's the Nefesh, the Neshama, which the Neshama is doing the Chelik of the mitzvah, and then there's the Guf, the actual Maisa doing the mitzvah. So that's why the brocha becomes a chilek of the mitzvah, because there's avodas nefesh and avodas guf. So maybe it's roi says it's what to be magdim the chilek avodas nefesh before you do avodas guf. That's why you say a brocha before the mitzvah. So it's what. So maybe we have a different insight. What's the get of big some mitzvah? Big some mitzvah is an ishtan episode like big some henin before itan make a brocha. So under it's a different type of brocha. It becomes a chilek of the mitzvah. That's the chilek avodas nefesh which a person is doing of the mitzvah, and then it's not avodas guf mamish. Just finish off by saying the Santa Vot, which on this pasuk, "Lo yovati mi mitzvah secha v'lo shochachti," is the Bakam Tevot of the Avei Nachal, which he says that the Medrash says in Parshas Ekev, if somebody doesn't give ma'isus, somebody's not mafish ma'isus, the mice are achborim oichlem atvur shev. They come, the mice come and they eat up his tvur. You don't give ma'isa, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will make sure other people will come and take the mice will come and they'll have their lot. They'll take their ma'isa. They'll take the achborim oichlem ma'isa. That's one Medrash. Then there's the Gemara Horius, which the Gemara says that a person should never eat something which a mouse is bitten into. Because it's kosher l'shikha. It's kosher l'shikha if you eat something which the mouse has bitten into, it's mishka. It's kosher l'shikha. So it's in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, that's the Pshat. Say, lo yavati mi mitzvah secha. I wasn't over the mitzvahs which he told me to all the to give afroshas trumas and maizes. I wasn't over. If you gave trumas and maizes properly, the maizes are not going to bite into it. I won't come to the shikha, because now I can eat it. Now I have no problem. The maizes won't bite into it, so I won't have any shikha. Right.